tables, hotel streets, and ships that sail. We swim with sharks and fly with aeroplanes in the air. Sitting in the tram, it's the marching wheelchairs. Open the blankets and give them some air. Swords and arches, bones and cement. The light in the dark of the innocent of men. We know your house so very well. And we'll wake you once we've walked up all your stairs. There's nothing like living in a bottle, and nothing like ending it all for the world. Living life will end your life. Kid has a homecoming, the champion, the horse. Who's gonna play drums, guitar, or organ with chorus? As far as we walk from both ends of the sand, never have we caught a glimpse of this man.
That was the amazing Cat Power. Lived in Bars. And that was another Lynn Jackson pick.
Hello.
Hello. She's Hello. Back. She's back. This is great. Yeah, you should, you know, either come and be my co-host again or get your own radio show.
I would love to come back. This is fun. I'm usually off on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's do this again soon.
Yes, I think we should. I think this is great. So before that, we played Dr. John, Big Shot. And why is that one of your favorite songs?
Because it's, I think it's very tongue-in-cheek.
It is.
You're never gonna be a big shot like me. I think it's funny. I think it's very soulful, too.
He is very soulful. I do.
And that album was produced by the guitar player from the Black Keys. Oh. I can't pronounce his last name, though.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I would. Oh, but
didn't know that.
And the great thing about it is that instead of playing a lot of traditional piano, he had him play, Dr. John play a lot of organ on that.
Uh-huh.
So he took him a little in a different direction, which is always, you know, I think it's always good to work with somebody new, like I did on my last album with Chris Boyne. From Sex Dwarf.
Yes.
Just
because
it takes you out of, it gives you a whole new perspective on your material, right?
Yeah, very true. We're going to, I need to ask you, because you have such an eclectic, I mean, everything from Soft Stars, which is, I love, Same Sun, I love Devil, I love Don't Go. Speaking of organ, there's organ on that song.
On which one?
Don't Go.
Oh yes,
from Soft Stars
and Chris Giesbrecht. Yeah,
yeah. We're going a little bit back here to some of your earlier work, and from Coming Down, I love the ride.
The murder ballad.
Yeah, it's kind of cowboy.
She gets him in the end.
Yeah, good.
She got him at the beginning, and then she gets him in the end. It's kind of a twist.
It is. It's great. And I love Coming Down. You're from Coming Down, which was the last album you did before Down in the Dust. But you're kind of this voice that I've added to my sort of daily sort of music.
Nice.
You know, sort of like, oh, I feel like this, so I should listen to Lynn, and that kind of, you know, extenuates, or it's an extension of my feelings.
Oh, you
know,
that's a huge compliment. Thank you.
I really like that.
Thank you very much.
I got to rewind back here. I have to know this stuff. Oh, I love Crazy Lady, too.
That's Night Mark's song. Favorite song from the very first album.
From Night Songs.
From 2004.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, is this based on someone? I don't know.
It actually was.
Okay.
Do you want to know the story?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Okay, well, back in 2003 and 4, I used to go to the Circus Room open mic. I went to a lot of open mics before I started playing regular bars and stuff. I think my first show ever was at the bar side of Gatsby's Diner. In like 1999, 2000, the owner liked me from the open mic, so I got my first gig there. But then I met all these other people, including Matt Osborne,
who
ran the Tuesday night open mic at Circus Room. Yeah. And well, anywhere within a certain radius of downtown brings interesting people, and the Circus Room was one of those places. And I just remember walking in one night, and there was this older lady sitting at the bar, and she just had this kind of rickety voice, kind of like I have now, only magnified. But and she's like, "Hey, honey, how are you?" And I just sat down at the bar, and I got a beer, and I just sat there, and she was with a friend, and I listened to their conversation. And anyway, I didn't know her at all, but it inspired Crazy Lady, and I hope that's okay. I know you just pick up your inspiration from wherever, and then you go with it. So you know, it started out with I met this crazy lady at a bar, and then I wrote this entire song, and I made up this entire story about her, and I don't know anything about her, but just that one encounter what it all came out of. So there you go.
I remember that. I mean, the Circus Room is now a tattoo parlor. But I remember the Circus Room, and I remember the open mics. And actually, the first live palindrome session I did at the old, like at Bauer Warehouse, I did with Matt Osborne and a friend of mine, Margaret Williams, who played accordion. So I remember Matt.
Wish I brought some of his stuff. I have all of his CDs.
Yeah, we could call him up on YouTube. I need to go back. What song was it that made you want to become a singer?
Oh, there's no one particular song.
No, I didn't think so.
If you go all the way back, all the way back to when I was really, really super young, I think, you know, when you're a kid, when you're a young kid, people are like, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And the first thing that I ever said was a singer. Okay. I think I was probably 6 at the time.
Oh, man.
I was ridiculously young. My parents listened to country and western.
Okay, yeah.
I brought and some my mom was a bit younger at the time, so she also listened to some 70s hard rock and soft rock. Mm-hmm. And so that was in the mix as well. But probably around that time, my favorite singers were Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers.
You know,
Islands in the Stream is just awesome for me. And you know what's funny is that Feist and the guy from the Constantines did a cover of that a few years ago. It's actually pretty cool.
So I know that
because
song.
Feist is around the same age, and I just thought, I wonder if she had a similar experience.
Well, it's like, what did I play recently? Lydia Lunch did a remake of Some Velvet Morning by Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood.
Okay.
So, you know, there's these gems that you can get and you can sort of totally reinvent them, which I think is great.
Absolutely.
I kind of answered this question, but when did you begin singing? I guess like from the open mic nights. Okay. This is basics. How do you write? I love asking people this. How do you write?
Well, you see, it's a very scientific process. Working at a newspaper on deadline can be very stressful.
Yeah.
Especially within the last half an hour. Now we put out two papers. We also put out the Guelph Mercury.
Okay. So, oh God, I didn't know
that. we put together two papers. And so by the time I get home at 12:30, I just want to unwind,
mm-hmm.
find a way to unwind. Because you can't just go home after that and then go to sleep. You're too wound up and you've read so much stuff.
Yep.
And you want to put your head on a shelf and just not think about anything. I need noise, any kind of noise. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, I get that.
Give me small talk about whatever. Your band, it'd be great. Yeah. Anyway, so if I'm not gonna go out and try to catch the tail end of a show, then I go home and pour myself a nice glass of wine, and I either put on music or I start playing my guitar, and I just find that the more often that you put yourself in that situation, and you know it's all quiet, nobody else mm-hmm. is around, nobody's listening, it's your time, and you can do whatever you want with it. And that's when, you know, it's often I'll be listening to an artist and I'll get an idea. It could be a chord progression, it could be a song lyric, it could be something, and then I'll play that song over and over again, or I'll shut it off and then I'll just start writing like mad, and that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could come from out of nowhere, but a lot of times it's sparked by something that's happening. Like either you're out and you see something, you're out shopping for something
and
you see an exchange and then you think about it and it stays with you all day. So in a weird way, it's like emptying your head at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put all that together, because not everything is great. Not everything is brilliant.
Yeah, true.
But, you know, you follow it through to the end. And then once I've collected a number of pieces of material, then... You know, there's no rhyme or reason. That's when I have enough songs, that's when I go into the studio. And that's why some of my albums are so eclectic, because
they're very eclectic.
I don't think that there are any rules.
No,
there are no rules.
Yeah. When in the creative process, I agree there's no rules.
And right.
Do you find it hard sometimes? Or not? Maybe not. Maybe you don't find it hard.
I go through months where I couldn't write a song if my life depended on it. And I'm okay with that. I just let it go.
Yeah.
And I just do what I do and rehearse and practice my songs for my shows, and that's all good. And then it will happen eventually down the road. So I don't freak out about it. And then when it does happen, like a couple of years ago, it happened all in about a 2 month span, 3 month span, I had all these ideas. And I have tons of demos at home, too,
mm-hmm.
of, like, there are about 5 or 6 songs that didn't actually make it to this record that I may keep, I may throw out, I may reinvent, I've already written other stuff, too, so it's just an ongoing process, and by the time a record comes out, usually you've got another one in your head.
Yeah, you got another one in your
That's
head.
That's the way it works.
You have some kick-ass... Yes, I can say that on the radio. Instrumentation.
I said ass.
I said kick. You have kick-ass instrumentation in your songs.
Thank you.
From cello. Hi, Nick Storing, if you're listening. to accordion. To mandolin.
Pedal steel.
So who are some of the guys that, you know, play in the band? And I know you have a hand in production as well. And... and also Corey Barnes, who's a longtime pal of mine. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Oh yeah, he's amazing. You guys are, and you're a great team because
I finally found the guy that I want to record with for the rest of my life. Sorry, Corey.
Yeah, you guys are great.
You're it. I'm coming back.
you guys are great production team. So, how does the instrumentation in your songs work? When you take, do you take the song to the guys and they go, okay, or what do you do?
No, I am too much of a control freak for that.
Ooh, okay.
Well, because everybody's busy. And most musicians in my band work jobs.
Yeah.
Like day jobs or night jobs or whatever you call them. And so this is my project. This is my baby. And I think about the songs and I have an inkling in my head of different instruments that would sound good on the songs. So whereas I could never write a pedal steel part, I could never write an upright bass part, I could never write a lead guitar part.
Right.
I just have good friends, and I'm glad to call them friends, that I call into the studio, and then we just go. We just go from there. And I say, you know, I just trust you, and I trust your judgment, and I know that you're a great player, and just do what you feel is natural. And then, you know, once the process starts to happen, if like in this last instance, Corey and I, we would talk in the recording room about, well, maybe it should go a little more in this direction, or maybe a little bit more in this that direction. And the great thing about the people I play with, which is Dwayne Rutter on guitar and banjo, Aaron Powell on piano and percussion, Chris Boyne on guitar and harmonies, Mark McIntyre played upright bass, and he was absolutely stellar. And Steve Wood on pedal steel, who also plays with Stony Lonesome.
Right.
The great thing is I can just be the kooky, crazy one that says, you know this song? Give it a little bit of that vibe. And then it's like we're sharing the same brain, and they know exactly what I'm talking about, which is really hard to find with people.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then, and like, yeah, he totally gets it. And it always has worked out that way. So I'm lucky.
You've had a solid sound from the beginning. Your voice is like so, it's so soothing, and it can be kind of, you know, soulful.
Edmonton's View calls it whiskey and honey, which
whiskey
is,
and honey.
That's yeah, a well, pretty good
whiskey and honey is pretty cool. It's kind of raspy and
soothing at the same time.
Soothing and sensual. It can be playful. It can be, you know, there's theater in your voice at times when you need it. You're a great storyteller. There's a duet on Down in the Dust.
Yeah, it was the title track that
that's
you
right.
played. It was Chris Boyne.
It's Chris
who
Boyne.
Who sings harmonies with me.
Yeah.
That's... He fronts a band called Sex Dwarf, who are just about to release their very first album.
Hey, Chris.
And it is going to be on Busted Flat.
Yay. You know what? Busted Flat, I just want to give
BustedFlatRecords.com.
I just want to give out a shout out to Busted Flat because they're a very successful independent Canadian record label. And I have a great roster of artists. So I'm thrilled that they're, you know, here right in town, right down the street from me, actually. Right.
You can credit that
away.
To Mark Logan.
I can.
And he kind of knows what he's doing.
He kind of does know what he's doing.
If he doesn't, I tell him.
With all his artists, he has a really good idea what he's doing. I just want to go back to instrumentation for a minute. Is there another sound that you would like to add? If you could add another musical instrument, what would it be?
Probably more a banjo.
Yeah.
I picked up a banjo on the road on tour with Dwayne Rutter a year ago in June, and I haven't had time. I mean, if I worked till midnight and then got up at 8, I'd probably have time, but I'm not going to do that. But I'd like to learn more banjo, and I'd like to learn more electric guitar, but there are people that do that stuff so well. So I don't really think about sounds until the songs are written.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think of the mood of the song, and then I add the production ideas later. So I don't go out looking for a sound.
It just sort of comes to you, basically.
Yeah, it just
organically.
It suits the song. Yeah. It has to suit the song.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. That it shouldn't be extra to the song.
No, that makes perfect sense, actually. Mm-hmm. What else was I going to ask you? Is there someone you'd like to duet with? Someone you'd like to sing a duet with if you had a chance?
Elvis Costello.
I love Elvis Costello. Oh, my God. He's heartbreaking. And favorite song of yours and why?
A favorite song of mine.
Of yours.
And a favorite why? Song of mine. Oh, I have been asked this before, and I would say my favorite song of all time is Hold On by Tom Waits.
Okay, I've got some Tom Waits with me, actually.
It's on Mule Variations.
Oh, I've got Black Rider. I've got Black Rider with me.
Nice.
You know what? There's one song that you and I both love. So.
Yeah, Kathleen Edwards.
Yeah, so talk into the mic and I'm going to cue it up.
All right. Well, it's, I guess I'll talk about this song, but it's really sparse and it's really desolate. So yeah, if you got some bourbon in your hand or something, you might want to suck it back right now and get into the vibe of this song. You have that nice warm feeling over you before you hear the song, but it's I think it's a beautiful story. It's just detailed enough to get you the story, but you can fill in the rest on your own, which I love about it. And I love the imagery in the song.
And so do I.
So, and Kathleen Edwards is awesome. I saw her at Hillside this year, which is the only night I went to Hillside, which was the Friday night, because I had other things going on the other rest of the weekend. And
right.
I had to actually book the Friday off work just to go. And I saw her from backside stage, and she was incredible. She was just incredible.
She is incredible.
On her game.
This is one of our favorite songs. Both of us love this song. This is Lone Wolf, Kathleen Edwards on Coral FM.
Thank you.
Failure was one of the first albums that got me interested in alt country, listening to alt country. I was a newbie. And yeah. Oh, Carol's coming around to the dark side.
Now I'm on the dark side. The dark side of the room. Is that pink? Never mind. So Lynn Jackson is right behind me, and she is going to do another live performance. And I've moved the mic into the other, into this other room, see what kind of a sound we've got. And so without further ado, here is Lynn Jackson on Coral FM.
Okay, can we switch places? Okay.
Yep.
So this song is the second track on the album. And Mr. Dwayne Rutter plays banjo on it. And God bless him. I didn't realize until the mastering process that he actually plays a slightly different rhythm than I wrote it on. So I'm going to play you kind of the raw original demo version of the song. And it's called Wake Up With the Sun, and it goes like this. Some days I wake up with the sun, looking for anyone. I walk the streets in this town, looking for someone to listen. And there's no one holding me down. There's no one holding me back. There's no one to blame. Nightfalls and trees, they whisper their secrets. Did that work out?
Yes.
Here you go.
Oh. That sounds much better. That mic is much better,
I
think. That was very good. Well, okay. So now.
Uh-oh. What do we do now?
I don't know.
It's coming close to the end.
It is coming close to the end.
What do we do?
What time is it?
It's
9:10. Oh, okay. Do you have anything else from your collection you want to play, or another song you would like to play, or are we straining your voice at this point?
No, it's okay. Okay. I think I would actually like to play another Busted Flat artist.
Yes.
If that's all right with you. I'm just going to come around and give you this disc. It's Shannon Lyon.
Oh, Shannon. Shannon was in town recently, and now he's living in New Brunswick.
Yes.
Oh, are you going to play Someday Morning?
Yes.
Oh, that's another one of my favorite songs. You know what? I used to go up to the Bay. I used to go up to Georgian Bay like years ago. This is like when I had another life, when I was married and all that kind of stuff.
And I hope it doesn't skip.
And I was sitting at the end of the bay. I'd always sit at the end of the dock and look across to Franklin Island. And you know what I'd be listening to? Someday Morning.
Yes. It's so, a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song.
He promised to teach it to me. And then he does that. And then he's gone 2 weeks later.
I know.
Because it's a very unique picking style that I can't even begin to replicate.
Well, he was here. Shannon was here.
Yeah, that's when he was here. He had dinner at our place.
Oh, really? Because
he was the very first artist on Busted Flat. He was kind of the reason why Mark started Busted Flat. So
we love him. And I think I was one of the first people to ever write about him, too.
I think it's Pack 9.
When he was with Strange Days. Years ago. Remember Spotlight magazine?
I only moved here in 97 to go to college.
Ah, okay. Well, so. Years ago, there used to be a magazine called Spotlight, and I'm pretty sure when Shannon was with Strange Days, I think it was a cover story I did. It was a long time ago.
I've heard about Strange Days, but I think Mark has all the records in the store at Encore Records.
Probably more than likely he does. Yes. So here we are again, liking exactly the same song.
I think it's 9.
Track 9.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Okay, so this is Lynn and Coral, and this is Shannon Lyon, Someday Morning on Coral FM.
Don't know how, don't know why. Got to leave you, don't you cry. Got to find a place to fall. Got to say goodbye, y'all, someday. Someday. These trains are moving fast. One day it's gotta pass. The time is a place I know. Beyond the rights and wrongs, someday. Someday. Colors fade. Eyes are blind. Only fools here think they're wise. Only friends till you bleed. Just waiting on a Sunday morning. All right. Covered lies inside a precious child. Eyes closed, the heads of storm. Got to find his way back home someday. Someday. Had a ma, had a pa. Winds have changed, drew me on. Now I got lightning and I got rage. But I got love, girl, dying pain. Just waiting on some damn morning. Just waiting on a someday.
Lovely Shannon Lyon and Someday Morning. So now we got Rose Cousins. All right.
This is brand new, so.
This is brand new?
This
There's a, you know, because I work at the video store, there's light scratches on that, I can tell.
No.
Oh, God. This is funny. Welcome to Apropos Radio.
We're total professionals here.
This is totally live improvised radio. That's what this is. Like, if Nick Storing was listening right now, he'd say, this is totally live improvised radio, you guys. Like, what are you doing? Okay, what track?
Check one.
One? All right. Okay.
The darkness.
This is The Darkness on and Rose Cousins on Coral FM.
Take a light into the darkest and know the light. To know the dark, go into the dark. You can lock the door, yeah, you know how. You can stay alone, you're so proud, but you can't. Probably the strongest one I know. You got the thickest skin. You got weight to throw, but you can't keep the darkness out. You can't keep the darkness
Okay, I'm back. And Lynn is here packing up. And we have to go. I'm so sad. But I know...
Bye!
But I know you'll be coming back. So that makes me happy.
I'm coming back.
Hey!
We're going to do this thing. It's going to be fun. I'm going to bring new weird music. It's going to be awesome.
It was a real pleasure to have you here in the studio.
It was fun to come.
I can't tell you how much. So I'm going to get my boot heels. They're going to be walking. I got to get out of here. But all the best to you, and I'll probably see you sometime, more than likely at the boathouse or something like that. And all the best with Down in the Dust, and I know you've had rave reviews. Like,
it's getting some CBC play, which is
good.
I know,
I'm so excited.
That means a little tiny amount of cash in my pocket.
Yep. Well, you know what?
And a bit of exposure, which is always good.
And if people want to buy your CD, where can they buy it?
They can buy it online at bustedflatrecords.com, or there are many copies at Encore Records, which is down by the Whopper Hotel. I think it's 45 Queen Street.
Yep. It's like a block away from the video store.
Right by Charles, between King and Charles.
Yep, between King and Charles.
And if you go in there, you'll probably find something else that you need.
Oh, like, yeah. Need. Oh, God. Yeah, I can only... So, anyway, thank you so much. We're going to head out, and all the best. Happy trails.
Cheers.